Exodus chapter 36. Then Bezalel and Aholiab started work, as did every skillful man in whom the Lord had put wisdom and understanding, so that they would know how to make all the artisanry of the work of the holy place, according to everything that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called for Bezalel and for Aholiab, and for every skillful man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart had impelled him to launch into the artisanry and to make it. And they took from Moses all the heave offering which the sons of Israel had brought for the artisanry of the work of the holy place, with which to make it. And they brought an additional freewill offering to him each morning. And all the skilled men who were making all the artisanry of the holy place came, each one from his work which they were doing. And they spoke with Moses and said, "The people are bringing more than enough for the work of the artisanry which the Lord commanded them to make." Then Moses gave the commandment, and they caused word to be passed around in the camp and said, "Don't let any man or woman make any more contribution to the heave offering of the holy place." So the people were restrained from bringing anything more. And the materials were sufficient for them, for all the artisanry to make it. And there was surplus. And all the skilled men among those making the artisanry made the tabernacle, 10 curtains, fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet material. As for the cherubim, it was with the work of a damask weaver that he made them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the width was 4 cubits for one curtain. There was one size for all the curtains. Then he joined the 5 curtains one to another, and he joined another 5 curtains one to another, and he made loops of blue material on the hem of one curtain at the joining edge, and he did so at the hem of the last curtain, at the second join. He made 50 loops in one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which was at the second join, and the loops held each other together. And he made 50 golden clasps, and he joined one curtain to another with the clasps, and the tabernacle became a unity. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 of these curtains. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and the width of one curtain was 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains were of one size. And he joined the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately. And he made 50 loops on the hem of the last curtain at the join, and he made 50 loops on the hem of the other adjoining curtain. And he made 50 copper clasps to join the tent up into a unity. And he made a covering for the tent from ram skins dyed red, and a covering from badger skins above it. And he made the boards for the tabernacle from acacia wood, standing vertically. The length was 10 cubits per board, and the width of one board was 1.5 cubits. 2 tenons per board were each joined to its counterpart. That is how he made it for all the boards of the tabernacle. So he made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards, on the south side, south facing. And he made 40 silver sockets to go under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and their 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And he made 6 boards for the flanks of the tabernacle on the west, and he made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle on the flanks. And they were coupled from below, and they were perfectly aligned up to the top of it to a ring. He made the 2 of them this way for the 2 corners. And there were 8 boards and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets each time under one board. And he made bolts of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bolts for the boards on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bolts for the boards of the tabernacle on the western flank. And he made the middle bolt to pass inside the boards from end to end. And he overlaid the boards with gold, and he made their rings of gold as receptacles for the bolts, and he overlaid the bolts with gold. and he made the veil in blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twined linen, the work of a Damask weaver. He made it with cherubim. And he made four acacia columns for it, and he overlaid them with gold, and he made their golden hooks, and he cast four silver sockets for them. And he made a screen for the entrance to the tent, from blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer, and its five columns and their hooks. And he overlaid their capitals and their connecting rods with gold, and he made their five sockets of copper.